Oh, it seems everything's ready. Although it has taken some time. Now, as soon as they wake up, there won't be a simple problem. I think rightly I have secured victory. I do wonder when my snowflake will soon awaken. Although, maybe I'm just waiting for something useless. Hopeless. What if I accidentally woke them up? Woke them up? No, that doesn't sound the opposite of waking them up. Sending them to eternal sleep forever. What if I've done that? Oh. No. I must have some faith in myself. There is just no simple way. I know I've used it according to, as per the instructions, how I was told. It wouldn't seem right for someone like me to get something like that wrong. Right? Right. So, it's just me. I'm proud of myself and what I've achieved. Having my senpai with me? Now that is a dream no one else has even come to achieve. Right? Right. I thought I heard my senpai move. No, there would be screaming and yelling. Of course there would be. So there's no way they were awake. You are awake. You sly dog, you. Good morning. You almost kept it hidden from me. How insanely smart you would have been. Unfortunately, you didn't give me enough time. I probably would have rethought it over. No, I'm lying. Like I said, you're so gullible. Honestly, it's quite cute how gullible you are. You came with me into a back alley. Although before you did that, you exchanged a few words with me. You called me weird. And said you couldn't follow me for too long. Then you mentioned someone was waiting for you. Someone you know we both really don't care about. So I decided to take it into my own hands. To take care of you. To make sure you were healthy. There is nothing like leaving you alone. Oh, don't you know I absolutely adore you? It's true, you know. There's nothing else I'd rather be doing than being here by your side. Don't you know that? No. I have a few things I actually need to do. A few tests to run on you. Yes, just a few. I did give you a little bit of an extra incentive to make sure you didn't run away. Truly, you have to understand. All I want is the best for you. In every situation, and in every circumstance. Now come on. Don't get loud with me, it isn't fair. Most definitely. Do you see me getting loud? Do you see me raising my voice? Do you see me getting you upset? No, you don't. So I'm trying to understand why it is you have to raise your voice at me. And was this a little bit extra incentive to sit here and bring out my scalpel and my tools to ensure you didn't do that again? Because let me tell you, it's a bit annoying. You'd be mad too. You can't hide that you would be mad. Come on. That's right. And you can keep on directing that anger towards me. But I'm gonna need you to become willing, okay? And if you're not willing, I mean, we can always fight. But who's gonna win? The person strapped to the chair? Or the one who has a tranquilizer in her hand? Truthfully, you aren't that stupid. Are you? Right, right. So moving on, let me tell you what I want and what I'm looking for. Simply, it's just love. Don't you know? Also, it's about time for you to stop fucking yelling. Oh my, I might absolutely love you 100%. 1,000 times over, maybe. But you're going to have to stop with that persistent, annoying yelling. You have no idea how much it's making me want to snap your damn neck. Don't you see? Everything's a part of something, and you're about to be a part of another grave. Listen, my whole thing is if I can't have you, no one else really should. Don't you see? It wouldn't make sense. That's why you're encaptured to me. You're here. And I'm here. And I'm only trying to provide for you the best I can. So if you keep screaming like that, I might just have to do something about it. Don't you understand? Right? Right. Let's try one more time. Hi, my name is Kitamura. And I ultimately want to have you here forever. And you're never going to escape. And no, I don't really feel bad. I do feel sad for you, however. Yes, I do. Does it not seem like I feel sad? You'll never be able to see your friends or family ever again. What, you thought you were just going to go back out into the open world? where they could possibly take you from me? You must be mistaken. Deadly, deathly mistaken. Listen, I've kept up my patience with you. And you know what? Torture seems like a better method. A way better method. So now, I want to torture you. I want to hear every small, creaking scream you have to offer me. And once again, this is only due to the fact you won't keep quiet. If you would just hush that mouth of yours, this would go way better, you know? We wouldn't have any issues. We'd be completely fine. None whatsoever. So what do you want to do? Do you want to keep being loud and reckless and possibly end up dying? Because I don't want you dead. I want you in my arms. I want you here with me. I want you with me. So, why are you leaving it for me to break you? It has to be done. Nothing else is possible. There's nothing else I can do. So we'll just have to change everything about me. And I'll just have to proceed to break you. In the best way I know how. And that's by loving you. The best way I know how.